identify people's voices.
Would you be able to run it back for us?
Certainly, as soon as I get done, especially since I just turned this over. I got the other one out in the car too, for one reason why I came back.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, how about just a very large and pretentious automobile? Would you have a name for that? Like if someone came down from the north and had just a big, pretentious, maybe gaudy automobile, would you have it, ever have it?
Stanley Steamer or something?
I don't know, I'd just say a fancy limousine.
Well, they'd be put in front of the courthouse and everybody come down to see it.
In the early days, it wouldn't. He's just coming in from work.
No, he's been busy out.
Okay. How about most people buy they don't buy sport cars. They just buy a two or four door. And what do you call those? They might refer to them as what?
Sedan, touring car.
Yeah. Is that what you would call it?
Well, I guess so. I never thought about that. A passenger car or a touring car is a larger one, with more.
All right, well, talking about inside, now, even now, if you're sitting inside looking at your steering wheel, driving, what's the space right underneath your windshield? What do you call that?
Dashboard.
All right. And what's the little place to the right side of your dashboard
that you can open up
and sometimes put things in?
The pocket.
Glove
compartment.
All right.
Except they've ceased to be large enough to put gloves in now if you want. That's funny. They get smaller.
They're too small.
You're supposed to keep certain little books in there and so forth. And you better get them in.
Yeah. Right. I can't even lock the one on mine.
Mine just snaps.
I'm not trying to lock it from here.
I don't think we have a key. I don't think it has a key.
I don't know.
It's one of these you just turn
just
a little
turn
bit.
It
comes in. Right. But it's very, it's lower and it's very small. I like the larger one that you can put things in at once in a while.
What do you call this?
Rubber band.
All right. If I had just some loose papers like this, and I didn't want to roll them up, put a rubber band around them, I just wanted to use a little
paper clip.
All right. Did you have any other names you'd use for this?
Gem clip, paper clip.
Any other name you might use for this?
Rubber band.
Okay. How about
elastic? Couldn't you say?
I guess you could say an elastic band, but
we never do.
We don't use the word elastic. I know when I was a child. They taught us to, my mother called it the rubber garters that we used in our school when we were little in the first grade. She called them elastic. And my cousin's mother called them
scholastic.
Anyway, we call them scholastics. Get my scholastics. And
the children are saying.
And what did she call hers? Rubber garters.
Rubber garters.
And she called them blubber garters. Rubber garters.
Anything to make a laugh.
Yeah, that's the way kids hear things.
Yeah. All right, now I'm still talking about the automobile, I suppose. What's the thing that you step on to make it go faster?
Accelerator.
And where do you keep the spare tire for the automobile?
In the back. And this one happens to be inside, and some of them are on the rear.
What do you call the compartment in the back?
Luggage department.
Luggage
compartment. If you can get one in there. We've got a pretty good one, but some of them don't have room for the luggage.
You ever call anything else?
No.
Okay. How do you shift gears in a car without an automatic transmission? What would you use?
A stick.
Okay. Any other types you might know? What types are there? Are there